Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 118. Testing in the House Chamber.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. We'd ask members and guests to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Moss. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Moss.
Good afternoon. I'd like to share scripture with you before we go into prayer, and we'll start with Psalms 27. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I humbly come before your throne, Lord, to ask your blessings upon this body. Help us to make the best decisions, Lord, for the people in which we represent. Lord, we also ask that you remember all of our sick and the ones in need, Lord, because we have a great desire within our state, Lord, of a healing touch. Lord, we also ask that you protect our troops overseas and abroad, Lord. Lord, we ask that you protect our great state, our country, our servicemen, and all our citizens. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you've blessed us with and what you're going to continue to bless us with. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August 30th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for August 30th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Messages from the governor. The clerk will read.
Governor Roy Cooper, objection and veto messages. House Bill 352. An act clarified that the occupants and accommodations provided by hotels, motels, and similar lodgings do not create a tenancy and are not subject to Chapter 42 of the General Statutes, and to clarify that these occupancies are governed by the statutes related to inns, motels, and other transient occupancies. This legislation is not the right way to ensure safety in hotels. It removes legal protection and allows unnecessary harm to vulnerable people, including families with children who have turned to hotels and motels for housing in a time of need. Therefore, I veto this bill. Roy Cooper, Governor. The bill, having been vetoed, is returned to the clerk of North Carolina House of Representatives, and this day of 30th day of August 2021 at 4:14 p.m. for reconsideration by that body.
Bills referred to rules.
Governor Roy Cooper, objections and veto messages. House Bill 39, an act to repeal pistol purchase permits. Gun permit laws reduce gun homicides and suicides and reduce the availability of guns for criminal activity. At a time of rising gun violence, we cannot afford to repeal this system that works to save lives. The legislature should focus on combating gun violence instead of making it easier for guns to end up in the wrong hands. Therefore, I veto the bill. Roy Cooper, Governor. The bill, having been vetoed, is returned to the clerk of the North Carolina House of Representatives on this day, 30th day of August 2021 at 4:14 p.m. for reconsideration by that body.
Bills refer to rules. Chapter bills will be noted. Members, we're going to go ahead and move to the calendar to dispose of two bills momentarily we're trying to get sent there by special messenger. But before we do that, a couple of other matters. Representative Hall is recognized to send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House Committee Report. Senate Joint Resolution 730, Catherine M. R. Boskin, Commissioner of Banks, favorable.
Counterfeit Rule 36B, counterfeit today without objection. So ordered.
Senate Bill 733, 2021, appointments bill, favorable.
Counterfeit Rule 36B, counterfeit today without objection. So ordered. Mr. Clerk, members, chair is going to direct that Senate Bill 321, the short title is amend the North Carolina Controlled Substances Act. That bill is withdrawn from rules, referred to Judiciary 2, and if favorable by that committee, will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House. Special messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message from the Senate on August 24th, 2021, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate failed to concur in House Amendment Number 1 to Senate Bill 191, Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled, an act providing patient visitation rights will not be impacted during the declared disaster, emergencies, or directing Department of Health and Human Services to impose a civil penalty for any violation of those rights. The President Pro Tem appoints Senator Daniel, Chair, Senators Britt, Perry, and Crawford on the part of the Senate to confer with like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland.
Noted. And the chair appoints the following conferees. Representative Lambeth, chair. Members will be Representative Dixon, Representative Potts, Representative Cunningham. Senate will be notified.
Court may continue. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to the message from the Senate on August 26, 2021, informing the House of Representatives that the Senate failed to concur with Senate Bill 542, House Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow the North Carolina State Health Plan for teachers and state employees to adopt a program to incentivize plan members to report activities such as fraud, waste, and abuse by health care providers providing services to plan members, and to establish governing standards for property finders. The President Pro Tem appoints Senator Bergen, Chair, Senators Ballard, Crawford, and Davis on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland.
Noted, and the chair appoints the following conferees of the House, Representative McNeil, Chair, members, Representatives Lambeth, Hurley, and Gill. Senate will be so notified. Message from the Senate, clerk will read.
House Bill 27, Senate Committee Substitute, Fifth Edition, a bill to the entitlement act to ensure that all magistrates receive the education necessary to perform the duty of a magistrate for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Calendar, and without objection, today's calendar. So ordered.
House Bill 324, Senate Committee Substitute, Fifth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to demonstrate the General Assembly's intent to students, teachers, administrators, and other school employees recognize the equality for rights of all persons and to prohibit public school units from promoting certain concepts that are contrary to that intent for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Counter,
objection.
Okay. Gentlemen wish to object. We'll come back to whether we add it or not then. So it's calendar 36B. Court may continue.
House Bill 403, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to revise and clarify the laws governing the new motor vehicle dealer franchises for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Mr. Speaker. Yeah.
For what purpose lay from Guilford, Mr. Harrison Rice?
It's very difficult to hear what bills are being added to the calendar, please.
Chair appreciates that. Members of the House will come to order, and the chair is going to do this. 324 actually will be calendared for tomorrow. The bill that the clerk just read was House Bill 403, which was to clarify the motor vehicle franchise laws. Chair will say calendar without objection. Day's calendar on that. So ordered. Court may continue.
House Bill 769, Senate Committee Substitute Number 2, Fourth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide a bill of rights recognizing the rights of foster parents in the state of North Carolina for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute Number 2.
Counter and without objection, today's counter. So ordered. We're going to go ahead and take up House Bill 436. The clerk will read.
Representatives Crispin Baker, Zoka, and Hunter, House Bill 436. A bill to be entitled Support Law Enforcement Mental Health, General Assembly of North Carolina Enacts.
Lady from Cabarrus, Representative Baker is recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to speak to the PCS.
Lady, is the lady wishing to move that the House concur with the Senate Committee substitute to said bill?
Yes.
The lady has properly moved that the House concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 436, and the lady has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, you all will recall that we passed this unanimously in the House. This is a first step toward providing our law enforcement officers with the necessary skills and interventions that they need to take care of their own mental health. And so it passed unanimously in the House, went over to the Senate, and simply clarified what the standard of clinical care is. And it passed unanimously in the Senate. And I would encourage you to concur with the PCS. Happy to take any questions as needed.
For what purpose, gentleman from Guilford, Representative Quickrise?
To speak to the bill.
Gentleman has four.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As the father-in-law of a Guilford County Sheriff's deputy, who after just 2 years on the job, I can begin to see the tremendous amount of stress that up close and personal that law enforcement personnel go through. I already knew it, but now to be able to see it up close and personal, I stand in full support of this bill and see this bill as a great opportunity to support our men and women in law enforcement.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 436. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Warren, aye. Clerk Watt machine record the vote. 103 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 436. Bill is ordered and rolled, sent to the governor by special message. House Bill 536, the clerk will read.
Representative Zoka, Christian Baker, and Hunter, House Bill 536. A bill to be entitled Law Enforcement Duty to Intervene, General Assembly of North Carolina Enacts.
Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Zoka is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House do concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 536.
The gentleman has moved that the House concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 536, and the gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We sent three bills to the Senate. There was House Bill 536, Law Enforcement Duty to Intervene, which passed this chamber by 117-0. House Bill 547, Use Law Enforcement Decertification Index, which passed this chamber 117-0. And House Bill 548, Duty to Report Giglio Information, which passed this chamber 117-0. The Senate simply combined them all into one bill because they like omnibus bills. These bills, if you recall, as well as Representative Baker's bill, all came about as a result of the House Select Committee on Community Relations, Law Enforcement, and Justice, which was a bipartisan group, which many of you on both sides of the aisle served on at the end of last year. So I ask your support for finishing this important work and send this to the governor with a unanimous vote. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the motion to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 536. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Warren, aye. Representative Willis, wish to record. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 103 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 536. Bill is ordered and rolled and sent to the governor by a special messenger. House Bill 351, the clerk will read.
Representatives Dixon, Lambert, White, and Moss, House Bill 351, a bill to be entitled Crip Clifford's Law, General Assembly of North Carolina Enacts.
Gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we do concur with the bill from the Senate.
The gentleman has moved that the House concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 351, and the gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, you remember Clifford's Law, as this bill is called. We passed it out of this chamber almost unanimous, with, I think, 118 to 1. There's been two changes that have been positive on the Senate side. Number one, for reasons of federal regulations and other regulations, we removed the hospice care facilities at the request of the hospice folks. The other and only other change was that because of the amount of time that this good bill marinated over in the Senate to become what it is now, I felt that it was necessary to give DHHS additional time to promulgate the rules and regulations to implement this, and we gave them an additional 6 months. So I would ask for your green vote on this bill. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 351. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will light the machine and record the vote. 103 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 351. Bill is ordered and rolled, sent to the governor by a special messenger. House Bill 608, the clerk will read.
Representative Christian Baker, Clements White, from Kyle Hall. House Bill 608, a bill to the Entitlement Act to promote the dignity of women who are incarcerated. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The lady from Cabarrus, Representative Baker, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move that the House do concur with the Senate committee substitute for House Bill 608.
Representative Baker's moved the House concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 608. The lady has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, you'll recall that we passed this bill unanimously in the House. It's a bill that protects women and children and also maintains security and safety. And over in the Senate, basically the staff recommended some conforming changes, which were enacted, and it passed in the Senate 44-0. And so I would recommend your strong support of this. Multiple stakeholders have been involved from the beginning through the end, and we think it's a good bill. Supported by all concerned. Happy to take any questions.
Further discussion, debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 608. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Hawkins on the floor. Which way? Clerk will light the machine and record the vote. 103 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 608. The bill is ordered and rolled, sent to the governor by a special messenger. House Bill 95, the clerk will read.
Representative Sasser, Potts, Carney, and Christian Baker, House Bill 95, a bill to entitled wholesale RX distribution license changes. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Stanley, Representative Sasser, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do move the House concur with Senate committee substitute of House Bill 95.
The gentleman's moved that the House concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 95. The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, sir. The Senate proposal in this bill impacts the life science industry in North Carolina and would provide a conditional wholesale distribution license to drug manufacturers. I don't know of any opposition to this bill, and I stand for any questions.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 95. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Destin Hall, aye. Representative Warren, aye. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 103 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 95. Bill is ordered and rolled, sent to the governor by a special messenger.
House Bill 27, the clerk will read.
Representative Clampett, House Bill 27, a bill to be entitled an act to ensure that all magistrates receive the education necessary to perform. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Swain, Representative Clampett, is recognized for a motion.
Yes, sir. I move that the House do concur with the Senate, House Bill 27.
Gentleman is recognized to debate his motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No known opposition, Conference of District Attorneys, Magistrates Association, Administrative Court, Office of the Courts has all agreed and endorsed and would like to see this passed. I stand for questions.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of the motion to concur on the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 27. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Jones, aye. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 103 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. The motion passes and without objection, well, strike that. Bill will be ordered and enrolled and sent to the governor via special messenger. House Bill 805, the clerk will read.
Representatives Moore, McNeil, Miller, and Sauls, House Bill 805, a bill to be entitled Prevent Rioting and Civil Disorder. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Cleveland, Speaker Moore is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 805.
Gentleman is recognized to speak to the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bill passed with a very strong bipartisan vote, 88-25. With nearly three-fourths of this body voting in favor of this bill. I certainly hope that this passes by an even stronger number today. There were questions that came up in the debate here about making sure that when someone was present during when a riot happened and there were folks who were engaging in riot, that the mere presence of someone being there would not be enough for them to be punished. And just as I had assured the members on the floor that the current law through court interpretations has already held that, we would amend this bill to make it abundantly clear that simply being present would not count as a violation of this law. So that has been added. That has specifically been amended into the bill. I took that as a friendly amendment, and we did that. And that was worked out, again, from folks on both sides of the aisle there. We've also put in additional language that would say that if a rioter brandishes a dangerous weapon or uses a dangerous substance while willfully engaging a riot, that would trigger increased penalties. And also, the thing to remember on this, and just to kind of back up and tell the whole story just very briefly, is this bill was passed, was filed, I filed it, a lot of you co-sponsored it, and we passed it overwhelmingly because we saw firsthand what happens when folks join in what was otherwise a lawful protest and engage in destruction of property, assaults and injury to people, and that's not protesting at that point. That's rioting. That's looting. We saw where buildings were burned, where just massive property damage. Some folks lost their businesses as the result of this. And so what this bill, and I would say really does well, it strikes a balance between protecting the right of folks to go out and protest, protecting that most valuable right, the First Amendment, and at the same time, protecting order, protecting the upholding of law, protecting property, protecting life. And we all saw firsthand what happened, and I appreciate the comments that were made by a number of folks. I remember well Representative Jones, who worked downtown, saw a lot of what happened. A lot of folks here saw firsthand what happened. And that was not protesting. That was rioting. That was looting. We're really lucky that it wasn't even worse than what it was. We're lucky that there wasn't loss of life. We're so lucky that didn't happen. But who's to say next time it wouldn't be? And what these penalties will do is it will give law enforcement the tools that they need to prosecute and arrest those who are truly willfully violating this law by engaging in rioting, by engaging in looting and destruction and assault, and at the same time protecting the rights of folks to go and protest and exercise their First Amendment rights. I would encourage your support of this bill, and I hope that we pass by an even greater number than we did last time. With that, glad to answer questions if there are any. Otherwise, I yield the floor.
For what purpose is the lady from Durham, Representative Murray, rise?
To speak on the bill.
Ladies recognized to speak to the bill.
I appreciate Speaker Moore's bill, but I think it's the wrong way to go to an outlier event that happened in Raleigh last summer. We already have dozens of laws on the books that can be addressed if we have looting and rioting. We have arson laws. We have felony inciting a riot laws, Class F felonies. We have breaking and entering and felony larceny of buildings. We have failure to disperse laws. We have felony assault with a deadly weapon on officers. We have disorderly conduct. We have resist, delay, obstruct. I could go on. The laws on the books address the very events that we saw what happened in Raleigh. But what are we doing today? We are doubling down on a response of an event, and it was a riot, and there was some damage, and it was awful. But the laws on our books already address what happened. I would urge us to think twice before we pass a bill that says preventing rioting and civil disorder, because the truth is this isn't going to deter anyone. But it may have the harm of stifling free speech and free assembly, which are everyone's constitutional rights. That's what we're afraid of. This bill came out because of a Black Lives Matter protest. And the response to it is not to figure out how we can get police to de-escalate, how we can get organizers to communicate with police about the nature and the time and restrictions on the assembly. But we double down. We take misdemeanors and make them felonies. We make felonies and make them worse. And not only that, anyone can be arrested, taken to jail, no bond. Sit there for 48 hours if a judge doesn't come in, no bond. Treble damages in a civil court, plus costs, plus attorney's fees, if someone's building was damaged. In all likelihood, there will be no likelihood that they can pay it back. But treble damages, a totally new tort that we're introducing in this bill. Members, I urge you, let's rethink this. Let's not double down on someone exercising their constitutional rights. We all abhor looting or rioting. Our laws on the books currently address that. I urge you to not concur with this bill. Thank you.
What purpose does the gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Miller, rise?
To debate the bill.
Gentleman's recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As a law enforcement officer, y'all have heard me talk about it. I was on the streets of Wilmington during the protest and eventually the riots. But, you know, here in Raleigh, we had 5 police officers injured and taken to the hospital. They suffered a brain bruise, broken teeth, injured jaw, cardiac issues, and that was in May 30th, 2020. One of those could have been me or any of my guys that was on the streets of Wilmington. You know, I dodged 2 bricks myself, had fireworks thrown at me, frozen water bottles, you name it, they threw it at us. I support this bill, and I'd ask every one of y'all in this house to support this bill to protect our officers. Thank you.
What purpose the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Quick, rise?
To ask Speaker Moore a question and then to debate the bill.
Speaker Moore, does the gentleman yield?
Glad to.
He yields.
Mr. Speaker, this bill has been categorized as an anti-Black Lives Matter bill. What is your response to that?
It is an anti-rioting bill. I support the right of Black Lives Matter and any other organization to protest. I believe that one of the greatest rights that we have as Americans is the right to express our opinion free of interference, free of fear of reprisal. We see what's happening in other parts of the world right now. We see what's happening in a nation around on the other side of the world where folks right now are literally being executed because they have an opinion different than a terrible regime that is now in charge of that nation. We see countries, even in Eastern Europe, where folks go out and want to speak their mind, they risk fear of being arrested, being persecuted. I will stand shoulder to shoulder with you and everyone else to defend the First Amendment right of anybody to speak. But what we have to stand together, Representative Quick, with no question at all, is for the rule of law, and that when someone tries to go out under the guise of a protest and engage in assaulting people, destroying property, trying to burn down buildings, stealing, that's not protest. That's not free speech. That is criminal activity. And you know what else? By having this kind of law in place, we actually protect those folks who are lawfully protesting. On the evening in question, when there were the protests and then the riots that happened later in the night, some of the folks who were there lawfully protesting were among those who were injured as well. So I submit to you, we can support the right of any group to protest. And at the same time, we should support this bill to make sure that we put tough penalties on those who would otherwise go out there and riot and loot. I would appreciate your support of the bill, sir.
Thank you. I will not be voting for this bill. I ask for permission.
Gentlemen's recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you. I will not be voting for this bill. In fact, the speaker's comments said that those who engage in criminal activity, the reason that they are criminal activities is because they've already been categorized and codified as crimes. As Representative Morey said, that we already have laws on the books for everything that Representative Miller said. Someone harms a police officer, there are laws on the books for that. Someone throws objects at police officers and bust out windows and buildings, there are already laws on the books for that. This, in my opinion, is a political football that looks to advance a narrative that when laws are already on the books are properly enforced, then everyone in this chamber can support the fact that looters and rioters and those who engage in criminal activity ought to suffer some sanction. This is not a political, this should not be a political issue, and it should not have the effect of stifling free speech, which is exactly what it will do, because those who engage in peaceful protest still can be rounded up and herded up, and then they have to get themselves out of the legal quagmire that they may find themselves in. I also agree with the speaker on something else that he said. This is not Eastern Europe. This is not Afghanistan. This is not Iraq. This is the United States of America, where the First Amendment has to mean something. I urge every member of this body to vote against this bill.
What purpose is the gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Miller, rights?
Debate the bill a second time.
Gentleman's recognized to debate the bill a second time.
Just to clarify something, law enforcement officers believe in the First Amendment. You know, in Wilmington, we protected the peaceful protesters. We actually formed a line to separate them from the ones that were rioting. You know, what happens is they have agitators that come in to peaceful protest. And these agitators are the ones we have to arrest. We arrested 6, I think, that night. 6 out of about 1,000. So no, sir, it's not a football they're throwing, it's rocks. Thank you.
What purpose is the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Lofton, rise?
To debate the bill.
The gentleman's recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just briefly, we already had a pretty good debate about this the first time it was in this house. I expressed my concerns, the experience I had with taking my young sons out to peaceful protest, and the concerns I had that our free speech or any of the free speech rights of any American here in our state would be infringed upon. And those concerns still remain. I do appreciate the amendment that was done to help clarify that mere presence is not enough, but I still have grave concerns over the chilling effect this will have over people who are trying to exercise their constitutional right to free speech. And one of the things that really sticks out to me is the pretrial release procedure. Under this bill, we're going to treat people worse than someone accused of burglary, someone accused of assault, someone accused of breaking and entry could get out of jail sooner than someone caught up for exercising their free speech rights under this bill we have before us today. And that causes me great concern, and I urge everyone to vote no.
Well, purpose the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Quick Rice.
To ask Representative Miller a question.
Representative Miller, does the gentleman yield to a question?
Yes.
Gentleman yields.
Representative Miller, in the incident that you just mentioned that happened in Wilmington, in fact, I used to be a resident of New Hanover County some years ago, you said you separated the peaceful protesters from those who were, your word, agitators, and you arrested the agitators, and you charged them with crimes. Which crimes did you charge them with, if you can recall?
I do not recall. We were on a team from Brunswick assisting New Hanover, and once those were arrested, they were taken by New Hanover.
Follow up.
Does the gentleman yield to an additional question?
Yes.
He yields.
After those agitators were arrested and charged with crimes that are currently on the books, the peaceful protesters were allowed to continue their protest. Did you have to continue to arrest?
It went on for several nights after that, sir.
Follow up.
Does the gentleman continue to yield?
Yes.
He yields.
And each time you arrested agitators, you charged them with crimes currently on the books, right?
We had no choice but to do that.
Thank you.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 805. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed will say no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 63 having voted in the affirmative and 41 in the negative. The motion to concur has been adopted and will be enrolled and sent to the governor via special messenger. House Bill 403, the clerk will read.
Representative Brandon Jones and Ray, House Bill 403, a bill to be entitled an act to revise and clarify the laws governing the new motor vehicle dealers franchises. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Columbus, Representative Jones is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House do concur with a Senate committee substitute for House Bill 403.
Gentleman is recognized to speak to the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this was a unanimous vote, I think 114-0, same language. One technical correct was put in by the Senate. Thank you, Representative Carney and Hawkins, for some clarification that we had with each other, and I do look for your green vote on this.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 403. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. The motion is adopted. The motion to concur has been adopted and will be ordered enrolled and sent to the governor via special messenger. House Bill 769, the clerk will read.
Representative Willis, Stevens, Pare, and Winslow, House Bill 769. A bill to be entitled an act to provide a bill of rights recognizing the rights of foster parents in the state of North Carolina. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Union, Representative Willis, is recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We ask you that you concur with the vote for the Senate committee substitute on this.
Gentleman is recognized to speak to the motion.
Thank you. House Bill 769 recognizes the parents Bill of Rights for the foster care system. We want to recognize these parents and the important role that they play and acknowledge that the rights that they have to support these children while they're in their care. We voted this unanimously on our side, and as the Senate does, they had to change and tweak a little bit of language just for clarity purposes, and so we ask that you again support this unanimously. Thank you.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the motion to concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 769. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Speaker Moore, aye. Representative Cooper Suggs, the lady wish to be recorded. Representative Butler, the lady wish to be recorded. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. The motion to concur has been adopted, will be ordered enrolled and sent to the governor via special messenger.
Ratification bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolled clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. House Bill 436, enacting required psychological screening of law enforcement officers prior to certification for employment to educate law enforcement officers to maintain good mental health and to provide information to law enforcement officers on mental health resources available and to create a physical fitness study. House Bill 536, an act to establish a duty for law enforcement to intervene and to report excessive use of force, to require the use of national decertification index maintained by the International Association of Directors of Law Enforcement Standards, and the training and the certification process for certified personnel, and to require reporting related for legal materials.
Chair, the bills be noted. Senate Joint Resolution 730, the clerk will read.
Senator Rabin, Senate Joint Resolution 730, a joint resolution confirming Catherine M. R. Boskin as Commissioner of Banks. The Senate resolves, the House concurred.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized to debate the resolution.
Members, this is just the resolution to confirm the governor's appointee, Catherine Boskin, as Commissioner of Banks. I don't know of any opposition. It's already passed the Senate. Broad industry support for this appointee. Ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question for the House. Is the passage of Senate Joint Resolution 730 on second reading? Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote.
Representative Wheatley, wish to vote. Representative Brown, Representative Hawkins, Representative Reeves, wish to vote. Okay. Hawkins, aye. Reeves, aye. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 104, having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. Senate Joint Resolution 730 passes second reading without objection. Be read a third time.
General Senator North Carolina next.
Question for the House is the passage of Senate Joint Resolution 730 on second reading. Those in favor, strike that third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Joint Resolution 730 having passed third reading. It's ordered and rolled. Members, Chair would ask you to recognize a special guest with us today. Of course, we're honored to be joined by Ms. Catherine Boskin, who we just confirmed to the Banking Commissioner. And then also she's joined with by her family members, her husband, Christopher, and their three children, Noah, Elizabeth, and Jonah Boskin. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Thanks for being with us today. Again, congratulations. Glad to have you with us today.
Senate Bill 733, the clerk will read.
Senator Raven, Senate Bill 733, a bill to enact an act to appoint persons to various public offices upon the recommendation of the President pro tem of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized to debate the resolution.
Members, this is the annual appointments bill that we often see each summer from the Senate pro tem and from the Speaker of the House. This has already passed the Senate. All the candidates have been vetted. I don't know of any particular controversy about any of the members, so I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 733 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Moss wish to vote. Representative Dahl wish to vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 96 having voted in the affirmative and 8 in the negative. Senate Bill 733 passes its second reading. That objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 733 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 733 having passed third reading is ordered and rolled. Members, for your planning purposes, we have concluded our votes for today. There will be votes tomorrow, and tomorrow will be the last day that we have any recorded votes. And so what members should anticipate is there will likely be some committee meetings tomorrow, and the chair would intend to add those bills to tomorrow's calendar so that we can dispose of our business. So the calendar's published, and I believe there'll be notices going out from the Rules Committee in terms of the bills that rules will be taking up, and the chair would intend to add those to tomorrow's calendar as well. We're in a position with what we've done so far that we are making good use of our time by disposing of these bills that have been passed the House and are now coming back to the Senate, as well as some Senate bills that have come to the House. And so the progress is being made. I can tell you that progress has been made on the budget, and so I would anticipate some more positive movement on that in the coming days. So we will obviously still need to be here for a few more weeks to dispose of a final passage of a budget, as well as a number of other bills that still remain pending in one chamber or another. So with that. Glad to see you all, and it looks like I'll get to see you in September, starting with tomorrow. For what purpose does the lady from Carteret, Representative McElrath, rise?
For an announcement.
Lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Environment Committee that was to meet at 3 o'clock that got changed to 15 minutes after session is now going to be 45 minutes after session today. We're going to continue with it. We have three agency bills and one study bill, so it should flow quickly unless you have a lot of questions. Thank you. 6:53.
For what purpose? Gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell,
six,
right?
Oh, 6:40. I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker, 6:43.
Yes, ma'am. Now, for what purpose, gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell.
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans, we will caucus 15 minutes after session in room 1228. Please be prompt because we do have a tight timeline. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Brown, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to just take a quick moment of personal privilege to recognize my wife, Arielle, on her birthday today. She is currently not watching. She is in session during her day job as a pediatric mental health counselor helping the children of our state. But she is a fantastic wife and incredibly supportive. She's so supportive that when I told her I was thinking about running for this position, the only major question she had for me was, when do I think I'll be done? And I told her that I'm sure we'll be done by your birthday. So that's all I'm going to say about that, but I wish her happy birthday, and Arielle, I love you.
Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, September 1st at 12 o'clock noon, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Bell, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, September 1st at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
You ready to go? Representative Sauls recognizes the Senate Fourth Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Sauls, Commerce Committee report, Senate Bill 425, GAP-VVAP agreement changes, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 954, Video Lottery Terminals, favorable and referred to Finance.
Original bill, unfavorable, calendar, committee substitute, favorable, referred to Finance.
Oh.
Senate Bill 321, amend NC Controlled Substances Act. The chair is going to withdraw from Judiciary 2 and refer the bill to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Special message from the Senate. The following special message is received from the Senate. House Bill 229, Senate Committee Substitute, Second Edition, Bill to be entitled an act to extend the term of mayor from 2 to 4 years in the town of Carolina Shores for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute. And that Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 229 is calendar Rule 36B for September 1st. Special message from the Senate, Senate Chamber, August 31st, 2021. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that messages be sent to your honorable body and notifying you that pursuant to General Statute 115D-22.2C, as enacted by Section Law 2021-90 and Senate Resolution 734, the Senate has adopted Senate Resolution 735, a Senate resolution to elect members to the State Board of Community College, and has elected the following members to the State Board of Community Colleges: Lisa B. Estep for a 6-year term ending June 30th, 2027, and Thomas F. Looney for a six-year term ending June 30th, 2027. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk of the Senate. Noted. Representative McElrath and Yarborough recognize and sent forth an Environment Committee report. Senate Bill 60, disapprove various solid waste rule changes, favorable and re-referred. Senate Bill 60, re-referred to the Committee on Rules. Senate Bill 389, DEQ DNCR Omnibus Agency Bill, favorable and re-referred. Senate Bill 389, re-referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 909, Legionnaires Disease Prevention Act, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, committee substitute. House Bill 909, re-referred to Appropriations. Senate Bill 580, Title V Permit Fees, effective date, favorable House Committee Substitute, unfavorable original bill and re-referred. Original bill, unfavorable calendar, House Committee Substitute. Senate Bill 580, re-referred to the Committee on Rules.